Nashville's new affordable housing proposal was dealt a blow last night. For 3 hours, criticisms came from poverty advocates and developers, and then the Planning Commission refused to endorse the affordability blueprint offered by planning staff. No one was satisfied with what the planning department offered. On a tight 6-month deadline, staff recommended a pool of incentives for developers if they build affordably. A large chart showed the perks they'd get, like building bigger for keeping prices low, and they could sidestep these rules by paying fees. Poverty advocates like Avi Poster say that won't spur enough low-cost units.
While we embrace and celebrate many of their recommendations, at the end of the day, we believe the needle needs to be moved further and faster.
Prominent Gulch developer Dirk Melton opposes it for changing the incentives that builders have used for years.
Let's give planning in the private sector the opportunity to work together to get this right, as we have done successfully in the past.
The commissioners weren't satisfied either. While some say housing is Nashville's most urgent challenge, members like Hunter G rejected this approach.
A lot of the emotion that's around this issue is around displacing neighborhoods, displacing streets, displacing neighbors who have lived in their neighborhoods forever. And I don't see anything in this that's really going to slow that down or stop it.
The recommendation must go to the Metro Council next. While planners met a deadline set by the council, they're asking its members to give them more time to craft a better policy. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.